Hi, Martin here again. I want to talk to you about the lighthouse. Its absolutely fascinating history is something that will really draw you in if you want some time out and really think about what happened in the past. Whilst it's a ruin now, I guess it used to be the real centre of activity in the Jervis Bay area back in the early 1800s. It's actually a very sad and compelling history and really reflects what happened in many places in Australia as exploration occurred. A real feature of Australia's early history was its maritime history, and most of people's transport and most goods were transported up and down the East Australian coast by ship. Many of them came to grief, and there was many stories of tragedy, and this area in Bootery National Park is no exception. The lighthouse was built when it was in a really isolated location, and as we understand it now reading through history, we believe the contractors just sort of found the easiest spot to build a lighthouse rather than the best spot. It's a fabulous lighthouse, beautiful design by the famous architect Greenaway, so, you know, like those lighthouses in Sydney, and you can see that in the remnants, but now the sad sort of blocks lying all around on the ground. The reason, of course, why it was demolished, it was found to be located in fact, the worst possible location. And as the ships came up the coast, towards perhaps Sydney or other destinations, they were drawn into the coast, couldn't see the light at all, and by the time they saw it, it was just too late. They were on the rocks. There was quite a number of shipwrecks there, and the history of each of those individual wrecks is up on boards at the lighthouse, so it's a great place to go up and reflect. Another thing about the lighthouse is a real history of isolation and hardship that early explorers, I guess, had to encounter. In this case, the lighthouse keepers. A number of families lived up there, and you can just imagine the hardship, but also the sense of the wild and exploration that children had. One of the sad stories of the lighthouse was the lighthouse keeper's daughter and a friend who were skylarking with a gun in a hut called McPhail's Hut, which I've looked everywhere for but haven't been able to find, but perhaps you could find it. Unfortunately, the gun went off and Harriet was shot in the head and killed instantly. Terrible story of tragedy for that family. And you'll now find the grave located at Greenpatch, so perhaps McPhail's Hut is somewhere nearby.